And it's time for Topic A, and joining us on the line is Illinois State Senator Sally Turner. Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Now, you are finishing Bill Brady's term in the state Senate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you're coming on today to break some news for us. What do you have?
Sure. Well, today I'm announcing that I'm running for the 44th District. As you know, I was appointed to that to fill Bill Brady's position, and now I'll be running for that in the primary coming up in June.
Okay, well, congratulations, Senator, on the announcement. You mentioned the district itself, and there's been a lot there. They're going to look very different moving forward. How did you come to decide to run for a full term, I guess, and especially in light of redistricting?
Sure. Well, I guess most of it was there's a lot yet to be done. Just getting my feet wet in this first 11 months, I realized that it became clear that the state wasn't providing our citizens what they need, the government that they deserve. And I'm really focused on some issues that I know Central Illinoisans are facing, and I want to help bring forth solutions they can see in their daily lives.
How would you highlight some of your accomplishments in, as you say, it's been less than a year?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that, as a caucus, that we propose, but some of the things that individually also I helped with, if you will, was, I helped lead the caucus team in election integrity, and we came up with some election integrity ideas that I introduced a bill. It was 1326. It was about additional training for election judges and procedure for audit to audit by mail ballots and some voter verification processes. And those things were important to our caucus because my former position as county clerk in Logan County, I had 2 decades of experience in election administration. So that was helpful for the caucus. But also I helped with the parental notification of abortion, and that was a huge repeal that bothered all of us. And we stood beside the people that called in and said, hey, parents have the inherent right to know about their kids' health care and their health decisions.
Yeah. State Senator Sally Turner announcing her intentions to run for a full Senate term in the 44th District next year. Can you talk about a few of your legislative priorities and in light of the Democrats' supermajority?
Yeah. So, Kyle, I think we're going to see this session move along quite quickly. And the biggest reason was now they're wanting to finish the budget by April 8th. And we all know how hard it is for them to get the budget done by the end of May. So I think that's so their people can get out and campaign. So we're going to see it move along quite quickly. And I would imagine that the other side of the aisle has a legislative agenda that they're proposing, but we have not seen that, of course. But thoughts that I have, as well as my caucus has, but high on my agenda are veterans issues, helping find homes for those veterans that need placement and need assistance and funding for our veterans. And also regarding law enforcement officials, the funding that they need for the equipment that they're mandated to have. Those are a couple of bills that I'm putting forward, as well as my election integrity bill again. And I want to focus also on tourism. We have a lot of Lincoln sites in our district now and in our new district to come. And prioritizing funding for Illinois with our amazing parks and recreation areas should really be high on our list. Those destinations are really popular right now, and we need to make sure that we keep those up and improve them.
Senator, we've got about 30 seconds left. Any observations, thoughts on the still forming Republican field for the 2022 gubernatorial race?
Oh, no, I don't have any. I'll be interested to hear what comes out in the wash.
We're early in the game.
Yep.
We are early in the game. State Senator Sally Turner now running as of next year for a full term in the 44th District. Thanks for coming on with us. Have a Merry Christmas and a great New Year.
You as well. Merry Christmas to you and all our listeners. God bless. Thank you.